This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health, Health News, and Family Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Wolfgang Adams, based in Germany. He is project coordinator of the European-funded iFamily Research Project into what drives food and lifestyle choice in European children and families and how those choices impact lifelong health. He is an expert in epidemiology, which looks at data, trends, and policy at population rather than an individual level. Wolfgang is deputy director of the Leibniz Institute for Prevention, Research, and Epidemiology, BIPS, head of the Department of Epidemiological Methods and Etiologic Research, and professor for Epidemiological Methods at the University of Bremen. Professor Adams, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure for me too.
So, Professor Adams, the iFamily study won funding from Europe in the face of strong competition. What was it about your proposal and your ambitions for the five-year research project that secured that approval and the funding to kick things off here today?
Well, the main question that we wanted to answer is, how can we improve the prevention measures that are there to prevent the growing epidemic of childhood obesity in Europe? And our starting point was indeed a good starting point because we already had collected a large cohort of children from 8 different European countries on which we could base this new study.
Also, what is the iFamily study contributing to further our understanding of how European families and children in particular can be helped to live healthier lives, and what's new in the terms of science and evidence that can help individuals help themselves?
Well, as you already said, the main question or the main focus of the iFamily study was to obtain a better understanding of food choice in children and the determinants of a healthy lifestyle in children and their families. But we also had a second aim because we were in this lucky position of having a longitudinal data set of small children. We were also able to investigate health outcomes in these children in relation to their nutrition and to their lifestyles.
A loaded multiple question for you here. Now, what would be the one key that the iFamily study and their message for families and particularly parents about how they can help their children invest in their lifelong health? And is it food choice or is it engaging in physical activity? And where should parents place their efforts? Also, how can we help ourselves and our families to combat obesity and other health issues?
Well, if the question whether there is a single answer to the question how we can improve lifestyles and avoid obesity in children, I think we cannot give a simple answer to this question. The more research we are doing, the more we understand that the situation is very complex and that there are multiple drivers at multiple levels that are responsible for the epidemic that we face nowadays. So if you ask me for the one single message that would result out of our research results, I would say, well, we have not one single message, but we have several messages. Of course, families can do something to improve the lifestyles of their children. And we have six key areas that I would like to mention here. Of course, parents have a responsibility to provide enough fruits and vegetables for their children. Parents can influence what their children drink, and of course it would be beneficial if the children would not drink too many soft drinks or sugary juices. Rather, we would prefer that parents prioritize water if their children are thirsty. This is the first area that we would recommend. The second area that where we have seen strong effects on the health of children is the area of sedentary behaviors and physical activity. Nowadays, children are sitting in front of the TV and also in front of computers and tablets for too long. And we see that children who sit for longer periods in front of a TV are at risk of becoming obese. The same is true for children who are not active enough, who have a lack of physical activity. We saw that in Europe, less than a fourth of the children meet the current guideline for physical activity of being at least an hour active per day. So there is a lot of room here to improve children's health by encouraging physical activity and by discouraging TV consumption and other screen times. And then the last area is the area of stress and stress coping. Children are exposed to multiple stressors during daily life, during their school, and they need time to cope with these stressors. And what we see is that families that support their children, for example, by sharing time with their children, who have, for example, just one family meal per day together with their children, where children can discuss their problems and discuss with parents what they have experienced during the day, that these children are better off. They have a lower risk of becoming obese. And finally, we see that children who have a lack of sleeping time, whose sleeping duration is too short, are also at elevated risk of becoming overweight and obese, and also to develop metabolic disturbances. So a sufficient duration of daily sleep is very important for children's health. These are all areas where parents can have a beneficial influence on their children's health.
Professor Adams, what practical advice can iFamily give to healthcare professionals across Europe as to how best they can support families? Where should they put their efforts, and are there interventions that work and can be relied on to provide that support?
Well, what is the role of healthcare, or what could be the role of healthcare professionals to solve this problem? Well, we all know that the traditional approach of healthcare professionals is to provide therapy. And this is still the paradigm that we see today in healthcare. What we would need in the healthcare area is a stronger focus on prevention. And healthcare professionals who would be able to identify children who are at risk of becoming obese, and I mentioned these risk factors, they could, of course, give advice and recommendations to parents how to improve healthy behaviors such that these risks can be reduced. And I'd like to repeat these areas where parents and would need this advice. This is, of course, the area of nutrition and especially the question of soft drink consumption, which should be minimized. Also, the consumption of very fatty, energy-dense foods like these energy bars and snacks. Another area is the area of physical activity, that children should be encouraged to be more active. They should reduce their screen time, and they should have sufficient sleep duration. So all this could, of course, be addressed by healthcare professionals whilst they see the children in their practice, and they may, from their knowledge of the circumstances of a given family, give very focused advice to the families. But if you allow me another sentence to this, or another thought on this, we should also be aware of the fact that parents often struggle with an obesogenic environment. And it's not that easy, for example, to tell parents, well, your child should be more active, so send your child outside so that it plays outside. We know that children who spend more time outdoors, that these children are more active. However, if the environment, the built environment, is not safe, then parents are, of course, reluctant to send their children outside. And here, politicians are responsible. It's not only the parents to blame. We also need changes, systemic changes in the environment that make the environment less obesogenic and that make it easier to make the healthy choice.
Can families and healthcare professionals on their own deliver the change that's needed to combat the global long-term trend towards sedentary lives and weight gain? And isn't there a need for Europe-wide and also national regulation to combat this trend?
Well, as I said before, this trend cannot be combated just by the individuals, by the individual families and the individuals who are possibly affected by the risk of becoming overweight or who are obese already. And the same is true for healthcare professionals. There are strong systemic drivers that determine our behaviors and that push our behaviors towards a more sedentary lifestyle and to a consumption of energy-dense foods with a lack of fruit and vegetables, the consumption of soft drinks, and so forth. And I'd like to mention the role of TV advertisements in this regard. In Europe, most of the TV advertisements for food that we see are made for unhealthy foods. And there's a lack of regulation in this area. Children are exposed to these advertisements, and they are not protected. We see, our data show that children who are more exposed to TV, especially those who are more exposed to commercial TV and to these adverts, they ask their parents for these items they see on the TV. And those children who have this exposure are more often overweight and obese. So obviously there is an association of this kind of exposure with unhealthy lifestyle and especially unhealthy dietary habits in the children.
Well, Professor Ottens, we certainly have enjoyed having you with us here today and getting us up to speed in all regards. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, final words, or a takeaway or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, if I can give a tip to the families, what we have learned so far is that families that have clear rules, that can convey clear rules to their children, for example, regarding screen time or bedtimes or regarding consumption of sweets and snacks, usually these children are better off. So one recommendation for parents would be set out clear rules to your children that give an orientation to your children, and these rules should drive your children towards more healthy behavior. This is one thing. The second thing that I would like to pinpoint is that parents are role models. So if parents eat unhealthy foods, if parents like snacking, if parents are couch potatoes, then the probability that their children share these behaviors is quite high. So parents should be aware of the fact that they serve as role models for their children.
Professor, where can we get more information on iFamily and how can folks be in touch?
Well, the website is very easy. It's ifamilystudy.eu. So www.ifamilystudy.eu.
Well, very good. Well, Professor Ottens, we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much for what you're doing in the space, and have a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2017. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We have been speaking with Professor Wolfgang Ottens, the Deputy Director of the Leibniz Institute for Prevention Research and Epidemiology, BIPS, Head of the Department of Epidemiological Methods and Etiologic Research, and Professor for Epidemiological Methods at the University of Bremen. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ifamilystudy.eu. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health, Health News, and Family Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.